Some call it a gimmick, others a theme. Whatever yours is, it needs to be unique, and it needs to be easy to explain. No one has time to listen to your lengthy, superfluous backstory, nor do they wish to decipher the meaning behind some arcane or irrelevant symbol. One look at you should be all anyone needs to know what you're all about. Then you'll have time to concentrate on what's truly important, your scheme. Now then, can anyone provide me with a personal example of what they think is a good gimmick? Anyone? Anyone at all? Yes. You, sir, in the front row, with the yellow boots and, all right, just the boots.
My name is Dr. Nudity.
Excellent. That required no explanation at all. And your costume, or lack thereof, is a crime in itself. Someone else, the green fellow, here in the front corner.
I am Hydrox. I am the fish who walks like a man, or the man who walks like a fish. No man or fish can say.
Clever, but much too long-winded. I like that hydro in there. Greek is always good, but you sound like an off-brand sandwich cookie. Keep working at it. Any more volunteers? You, sir, the man with the, fish for a head.
I'm John Fish, capo of the Underwater Mafia.
Oh, hey, I have an application to know with those guys.
Is it with the fish people today? Sorry, did you say John Fish? All due respect, sir, that's not the most imaginative...
No, see, it's pronounced fish, but it's spelled G-H-O-T-I. G-H is in tough, O is in women, and T-I is in nation. G-H-O-T-I. Fish. So it's both an acknowledgement of the particular aquatic creature that serves as my fully functioning head.
Yes, I see.
And also a reference to the famous head of the Gambino crime family.
It's a bit of a reach, though.
Well, you'd think so, but the cops in my precinct are big crossword puzzle guys, so...
Ah, so it's a sort of regional inside joke.
Then, I mean, yeah, I guess. I thought it was pretty clever.
It does help call attention to an important concept. Frame of reference. Mr. Gohti here might,
It's pronounced fish.
If you're content with setting your sights on just one small corner of a city, a brand with local appeal is definitely a smart option. But the thing that separates supervillains from, well, just plain villains, is broad appeal. You have to get that message out quickly and simply. Someone else.
I have been silent long enough. I will now be heard.
Yes, all right. You, sir.
Once I was but a humble cutlery salesman.
Do you remember what I said about long-winded?
Yes, yes. A cutlery salesman roped into selling steak knife starter sets to be curlered house frogs and stay-at-home weed dealers.
Sir.
Curse your eyes! Visor? What the cunt does that thing even do? So there I was, in deep to a certain aquatic-based crime organization for upwards of three whole figures. Their goons had cornered me. There was nowhere to go but down, down into the murky, fumy depths of a giant drum labeled Danger Chemicals. No colon, not even a line break, just Danger Chemicals. Closing his eyes, he plunged into the filth was mild-mannered utensil pusher Ken O'Pennerman. Opening his eyes after the mutation had taken hold was Can Opener Man.
All right, moving on. Yes, sir, you here with the fruit on your head.
Find a sweater, friends. Mine is a tale that will chill you to the very bone. For I am he who is known as Melonhead, the soulless and the seedless. What hideous disfigurement or horrible secret lies beneath the fleshy green protection of my melon mask? Only Melonhead knows for sure.
This is fuck absurd. Surely we're not expected to continue listening to this drivel. Do your job. Belittle this man and all he stands for and continue the lecture.
Please, sir, just because we're all evil here doesn't mean we need to be disrespectful.
Yes, please, be respectful. I've been practicing this speech for a very long time.
You clearly have not been practicing in front of a mirror, or else you'd realize how ridiculous you look.
Okay, now, let's not say anything we'll regret.
The only regrettable thing in this room is your choice of costume. I mean, honestly, you just put a watermelon over your head and cut a couple of cunting eye holes. Who's your arch nemesis, Gallagher?
That's it. I've had it with you. I'm gonna kill you, you...
Not so fast. For upon my sinister utility belt of helpful kitchen accessories is... Here we go. This, the Cutco Melon Baller.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am. But what I'm particularly proud of is this. The crown jewel of our collection.
Security!
Now, you may be thinking, but can opener man, that's just a normal steak knife. And that's where you'd be wrong. You see, Cutco's patented double D.
I mean, there's evil and then there's evil, you know?